Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol FURY. Chatting with the CEO, Mike Timmins. Mike, there's a number of news releases for us to touch on here. I want to start with the May 25th news release that highlights a drill hole. Hole 22 that the company drilled. It is in the top five intercepts to date at the Eau Claire project. The headline numbers here, over 23 grams per ton gold, over 7.09 meters. And what's highlighted is that this is outside of the defined resource at Eau Claire. That point is where I want to start here. Mike, give us a bit more color on where this drill result was located compared to the known resource, please.
Thanks for having me, Corey. We did, on May 25th, put out some great results. Right, it was a top five hole, as you've said, 23 grams over 7 meters. When we think of, and this was in our deposit drilling, right? We're about halfway through the program at Eau Claire. Half of those meters were put into deposit drilling, and like you said, this isn't an infill program, right? We're deliberately drilling around the resource to demonstrate growth and to kind of stitch together some of those outlier mining blocks. One of the most important points, though, other than being a top 10 hole, is the fact that it just really where it sits, right? I mean, there are 900 holes in the Eau Claire resource, right? So to get a top 10 hole or a top five hole is saying something. The deposit drilling was focused on the bottom eastern margin of the Eau Claire resource. And there's an existing pod there right now of around 200,000 ounces at just under 12 grams per ton, right? A portion of that is in the indicated category. And when it goes from inferred to indicated, it's around 10 grams per ton. So this is a high-grade portion of the resource, just happens to be the bottom of the resource at depth in the eastern margin. And again, the deposit drilling is outside. And what we're doing is we're targeting 50 to 100-meter steps in and around that bottom pod, right? So the 23 grams over 7 meters, 11 grams over 6 meters that we put out sometime before that in hole number 5, 59 grams over 1 meter, 9 grams over 3 meters. So it's on the top of that pod, under the eastern margin of that pod. And right now we have, one of the rigs kind of moving over. And what we want to do is continue to drill around, stepping out 50 to 100 in and around even these holes to try to drag the Eau Claire resource down plunge.
Okay, so that's a continued strategy then here, is expand on that known resource area. But you guys are, it sounds like, pretty consistently hitting gold through your drilling. Can you bring us up to speed here? Because we have talked about a lot of drill results, but out of all the holes that you've drilled, what's the hit rate been for gold intercepts?
We've basically hit gold in almost every hole, save for two, right? So I think our hit rate now is probably, 80, 85%. So it's pretty good, and again, it just speaks to the endowment. We're doing quite large step outs too, right? I mean, I think our smallest step out is 50 meters. The first hole we put into Eau Claire in before Christmas was at 700 meters. The Snake Lake. When you look at that, I mean, these are 1 kilometer step outs, 840 meters vertical depth. And the same thing when we go to the west for the limb target or to the hinge. Right, we're doing big step outs.
So that ties into the news release that came out on June 2nd. It's a regional update from the Eau Claire project, and also outlines this high grade target, Percival. Give us some more information on this Percival target.
Yeah, so the news was out recently, as you pointed out, really outlines the successful reinterpretation of the geophysics that we've done to derive the regional targets, right? And there are 8 of them, which again provides another window for people into the endowment of the land package, that there are so many interesting areas to pursue. No comprehensive review of the geochem or geophysics in the immediate area surrounding Eau Claire was done. And we identified that back in our diligence last July and felt that that would be a huge opportunity for us. We want to look out for new discoveries in and around Eau Claire, satellite deposits. Maybe we find another gold center, right, that could rival what we're having at Eau Claire, right? So everything is on the table for what we want to do, what we want to do regionally. The most mature regional target is called Percival, and it lies about 14 kilometers east of Eau Claire, which we're going to work on this summer and bring to the drill stage for the winter. Percival was a 2018 discovery by East Main Resources, and it was exciting. And there's a pretty interesting discovery story. So the guys were out walking the ground, and they kicked over a rock, and they looked at some interesting ground. And so they took samples, and it came back, 7 to 8 grams per ton. They backed up the drill, and they drilled 90 meters of 2 grams from surface, which is an amazing result in a completely different geological setting. So, this is proof of prospectivity, right? If you can just kind of stumble upon something, put one hole into it, it's very exciting. I mean, there is literally gold everywhere. And so it's up to us as a group to be systematic and find the concentrated areas of it to bring into resource, new zones, new horizons. That's going to be the goal. But I mean, it's out there.
Mike, any idea why East Main didn't really follow up on that drill result? Because that, to me, warrants some follow-up drilling and see what is possible.
They did do some follow-up drilling, and they also did some geochem, which kind of gave mixed results. And I think it's just a matter of not having the geology 101 done regionally and being very, very systematic with it, right? So we're very systematic the way we do things. This, geochemistry has to be done first. Then the geophysics has to be done second. They need to work with each other to generate targets. Then we have the target. How big can it be? Everything else, right? So there's a whole systematic development of a target rather than just poking holes everywhere and trying to replicate things.
So let's also follow up on news that you and I chatted about regarding the Snake Lake structure. That news came out on May 18th. We recorded an interview shortly after that, but also bring everybody up to speed on the importance of moving Snake Lake forward as well.
So we identified Snake Lake, and it was, I'm going to call it a discovery, because we knew Snake Lake was there as a small surface expression. So it was like a surface pit. And really that was all that was expressed at the moment. But the fact that it's a truly large structure parallel to Eau Claire, I think is what the step change is for the project. We hit Snake Lake at depth during our deep down plunge drilling. We stepped out a kilometer away from Eau Claire, 840 meters, and we got 94 grams over half a meter, right? So high-grade gold at depth, coarse-grained, visible gold in some of our more shallow drilling at Snake Lake. We put three holes at 150 and 300 meters below historical drilling, and those all came back with visible gold in them, and were, assays pending on the last hole. Early days, but it's exciting. The importance of it, though, I can take you right back to the goal of the company, eight months ago when we started, which was we want to take Eau Claire past 2 million ounces in the ground, right? So the idea here is growth, and that's what we're after. And so, you can follow the obvious geometries of a resource, right? I mean, you can go down dip, down plunge, you can, western strike extension, eastern strike extension. But you're adding ounces, right? Those are adders. And I think that we've shown that we can do that. But Snake Lake is a new horizon, right? So that's a potential to multiply what's there, right? So it's a bit of a different mindset when you think about it this way. Both Eau Claire and Snake Lake seem to be present and hosting gold over at least a few kilometers of strike length, right? And that's well beyond the current dimensions of the deposit. Right. So the discovery of the Snake Lake horizon reinforces our view that we're going to find more gold as we go east along that deformation zone. And again, regionally, as we go in the summer and outline some more of these eight regional targets, including Percival.
OK, so I think everyone I should understand that there are a lot of regional targets here and already some good drill results out of some of these targets. Where are the drills turning right now, Mike?
Right now, rig one is drilling the gap zone, right? So that's a 220 meter distance between the eastern margin of Eau Claire and our target A down plunge. So we're going to try to extend the previous results. As it goes back to my earlier point, the 23 grams over 7 meters, the 59 over 1 meter, we want to drag that entire bottom pod of the resource down plunge into the east. That's where that rig is now. Rig number two is drilling at the 850 zone, focusing on the fold hinge. So we talked a little bit about that, Corey. You know, everyone loves a hinge zone, right? It's a really good area where you could get the pooling of fluids and the concentration of gold, right? So you know, huge potential to add ounces there, literally in our basement, because that's all within the footprint of the original PEA. We're on hole number three. Assays pending on the first two holes. If the assays come back as good as the geology looks, I think we're all going to be pretty happy.
All right, let's summarize this then in terms of news coming in the next couple months tied into the overall strategy here for the company of, it sounds like, testing out all these targets, getting at least a few holes in them, and then being able to follow up on where the drill showed some of the best results. But again, give us insights on news and that overall strategy, please.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess it's going to be more deposit drilling. Obviously, follow up in some of these higher grade results that we've had. And again, you know, rig one is on that now. Rig two on the fold hinge. So the results from deposit drilling and the hinge drilling are really going to be the big catalysts coming out this spring. You know, assuming continued success, we're likely to add another drill or two as we go. You're going to see us talk a little bit about the summer program shortly, right? As we continue to develop those regional target centers to the drill stage and set up to drill fresh rock, which is always exciting. And I think people can expect that from us, right? We want to do the meat and potatoes, as Michael Hendrickson likes to call it, of growing current resources. But we also want to position shareholders to a new discovery, whether that's a new deposit, you know, a new, you know, drill holes into a new potential deposit. A new horizon, a new lens, a completely new discovery out in the back 40. You know, this is exciting, and this is, I think, why shareholders want to be part of what we're doing. The project itself, you know, continues to impress us with scale and the combination of higher grade as we're seeing now over wider intercepts outside of the resource. Right, we will, you know, to your question on strategy, we're just going to keep steadily unpackaging the opportunities at the deposit and along the deposit trend, right? This is the type of project that everyone is searching for, right? You got high grade gold, significant growth potential, easy access, gold present at all project scales, but also in different geologies and different geological settings with different mineralization styles, right? So it's very exciting. I'm pretty happy with the progress that we've had so far on the project year to date, and we're looking forward to a big second half of the year for our investors.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike regarding any of this work going on at Fury Gold Mines, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will also post a link to the news section on the Fury website for a summary of all of the news that we discussed. Mike, I appreciate the update. It sounds like we'll be talking a bit more quite regularly on the back of more news coming out of the company. So I look forward to updating everybody, and have a great rest of your week. Thanks for the update here, Mike.
You too. Thank you, Corey.